A hatred, such as he had never known before, was coursing through Harry like poison. He could see Black laughing at him through the darkness, as though somebody had pasted the picture from the album over his eyes. He watched, as though somebody was playing him a piece of film, Sirius Black blasting Peter Pettigrew, who resembled Neville Longbottom, into a thousand pieces. He could hear, though he had no idea what Black's voice might sound like, a low, excited mutter. "It has happened, my lord. The Potters have made me their secret keeper." And then came another voice, laughing shrilly, the same laugh that Harry heard inside his head whenever the Dementors drew near.
"Harry, you look terrible!"
Harry hadn't gone to sleep until daybreak. He had awoken to find the dormitory deserted, dressed, and gone down the spiral staircase to a common room that was completely empty, except for Ron, who was eating a peppermint toad and massaging his stomach, and Hermione, who had spread her homework over three tables.
"Where is everyone?" said Harry.
"Gone! It's the first day of the holidays, remember?"
said Ron, watching Harry closely.
"It's nearly lunchtime. I was going to come and wake you up in a minute."
Harry slumped into a chair next to the fire. Snow was still falling outside the windows. Crookshanks was spread out in front of the fire like a large ginger rug.